If you take your Bibles, one verse I want to focus on tonight. Many of you know it by heart, but if you want to turn there, Romans chapter 6, verse 23. That's great. You're fine. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Just going to remind us of something that Josh in the play reminded us of. He reminded us of the greatest gift. I don't know if you remember that line in the midst of the play tonight, but it was an important one. We have heard, or maybe we've even seen signs that even around town they say, keep Christ in Christmas. Maybe you've seen signs or hear it. Maybe some people even put in the Christmas letter at the end that says, Jesus is the reason for the season. And so often we echo that or we'll say that. But the question tonight, does our life reflect that? As Christians even, does our life reflect that this time of year is about Christ? Does it become about, as the Grinch says, packages, boxes, and bows? Or is it about Christ? I'm going to have Taylor. Taylor, you want to come up here a second? Taylor, there's Taylor. I've got a couple gifts up here. Taylor's going to choose one of those. Taylor, of these two gifts, which one would you choose, Taylor? Okay, Taylor, go ahead and choose that. Take that. Go ahead. We're not going to have her open it because the truth of the matter is it's just an empty box. Okay? But we're pretending, okay? Taylor, why did you choose that box? It is the biggest of the two boxes. Now, how many times do we, especially children, they look at a gift and say, hey, I want the biggest. There's something inside of us that we want the biggest and the best, don't we? Sure there is. Why else would have you chosen that? It is pretty. It is well packaged. Nice bow. Kind of matches your dress there, doesn't it? And the little thing in your hair. Very nice. Well done. Okay. Is there any other reason you chose that? No other reason. Just those are the two main reasons. All right. You know what? You want to take that back to your seat with you? Okay. And you can open it later. There's nothing in there. All right. She does what most of us probably would have done. I want to submit tonight, it's the content of the gift that's important. It's not what it looks like. It's not who would have made that product famous. It's not necessarily the size, it's not necessarily the beauty of it, although those things may be part of it or important. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, a verse that many of you have memorized, it says this, for the wages of sin is death. We know that our sin nature, you and I are born with. And that sin nature, the Bible says the wages, the earnings of my sin nature, I deserve death, I deserve hell. But I love the rest of that verse. But the what? Gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The wages of sin. By the way, that does not say that eternal life is the wages of righteousness. It is a what? It is a gift. My friend, tonight, if you're here without Jesus Christ, I want you to understand there's nothing you can do to earn salvation. It is a gift. It is about receiving. The Bible says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. What do we know about that word gift? It's gratuity. It is something that is given to others. We do not deserve it. In this case, it even means something special, a deliverance. We're delivered from hell. We're delivered from death to life everlasting, to Jesus Christ. This gift of salvation, the gift that little Josh talked about, the gift of Jesus Christ, that gift has purpose. And it has quality. And I want to challenge us tonight real quick with some things. Just like Taylor picked that gift, I want you to understand that size alone does not speak to the quality of the gift. Now, although salvation is a huge gift, is it not? For all mankind. There is no other gift ever presented that was given to everybody. John 3:16, a verse we know that Christ died for who? The world, the people. Christ died for the ungodly, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith, it says in Romans 4:5, is counted for righteousness. For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Oh, maybe that babe in the manger wasn't big. But what that gift represents is immense. And how it can reach to all of mankind and through all of mankind, through the heart of all man. So size alone does not speak to the quality of the gift, although salvation is enough for all mankind. Let me also say that price or value alone does not always speak to the quality of the gift. Although we do know that there's an incredible price that was paid for our salvation. Mark 14, Christ even said of himself, he said, "This is my blood." And almost all things are done by the law, purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. We heard that clearly presented this morning in our services by Dr. Stedman. Made it very, very clear. So it's not just the price, although there's a great price that was paid for your salvation. Jesus Christ, although yes, we celebrate as a babe in the manger, had a ministry on this earth, and died a cruel death on Calvary's cross. Then we also see that wrapping, and Taylor picked that gift because it was wrapped so beautifully. Wrapping alone does not always speak to the quality of the gift, or the beauty of the gift itself does not always speak to the quality of the gift. There's men in here that one day maybe you opened up a hammer. There's nothing beautiful about a hammer, but it's functional. It can build. It can tear down. It can be greatly used. It's not just the beauty that presents the quality. The gift of eternal life came in the form of a babe in a manger, born in a humble stable, laid in a cattle's trough. Nothing pretty about all of that. His body was beaten. He was bruised. He suffered the most shameful death that anyone can imagine, one of crucifixion. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. And there he lay 3 days. And triumphantly, we know what he did. He rose. We learned this morning, what is that? That is the gospel. The death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, giving us victory over sin and victory over death. So that we may oppose. And that sin gives us everlasting life and oppose sin and hell. Let me read from Isaiah 53. You do not have to turn there, verses that some of you know. He is despised and rejected of men. This is a pretty picture. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with the stripes, that's the scourging that Jesus took, with his stripes we are healed. There's nothing beautiful, nothing pretty about that. The beauty is in what was done for us. The beauty is in the quality of Christ. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed. He was afflicted. What did he do? The Bible says, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before shears is dumb. So he opened not his mouth. Again, it is not the size of the gift. It's not just the beauty of the gift. You may also say that it's not the person that possesses the gift that makes it great. See, there's nothing great about us. Those of us that have received or accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, it's the quality of the gift. If God makes anything out of any of us, it's because of Christ. It's not because of us. The gift is for all, not just for a select few, not just for a certain group of individuals. The Bible says, he that believeth on him is not condemned. Who? He that believeth. John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. See, there's no respecter of persons, not only in salvation, but can also say, as folks stand before God, there's no respecter of persons someday. There'll be those that will be cast in the lake of fire Revelation 20:12 says, "And I saw the dead, both small and great." Hey, it's not who possesses it. It's not who stands up and gives an infomercial and says that they approve of this product. It's the quality of the individual of the product itself. And that leads us tonight to the final point. We're done. The gift itself is what speaks to the quality of the gift. As Josh said tonight, the greatest gift was Jesus Christ. First of all, let us understand that the gift is of God. The only begotten Son of God, we read in John 3:16. He was the only born Son. John 1:29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, "Behold," what did he say? "The Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world." John 3:17, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son. The gift was from God. No greater person, no greater being could give us that gift than God himself. Not only was that gift unique in the quality of the gift because it was of God, but it had great quality because the gift was God. Philippians chapter 2, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men." How lowly that was. We don't understand that. Because we, in our lowly man state that we are in, we find ourselves pretty comfortable. But for God to take upon human flesh, and he did. Form of a servant, was made in the likeness of man. Being found in fashion of man, he humbled himself. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. See, what makes this gift of great quality? It was from God. Not only was it from God, it was God. And also, the gift is eternal. It's everlasting. It won't quit working. How many gifts have we received? Even maybe some of us can't even remember a gift that we needed a year ago. We may not even have it anymore. It was so important that we get it. Maybe it doesn't work anymore. Maybe it doesn't fit us anymore. Maybe it's too big for us. See, we always think negative, don't we? See? But the gift is eternal. 1 Peter 1:5, "To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Verily I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth in him that sent me hath" what? "Everlasting life." There that word is again. "I give unto them," John 10:28, "eternal life." 1 John 5:11, "This is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son." And then lastly tonight, this gift, the great quality of the gift, of course, is from God. It is of God. It never ends. And you know what? This gift is desired. There's a man in Mark chapter 10, came running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" The Philippian jailer in Acts chapter 16, he said, and as they brought him out, he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" See, the gift is desired. In each of us, there is an emptiness without Christ. There must be a desire to have that emptiness filled, and the only fulfillment is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross. The greatest gift. Then there's a man that came to Jesus. His name was Nicodemus in John chapter 3. Incredible story. Wanting to know, wanting to understand how he could have this life. Wanting to understand what it meant to be born again. He asked the greatest question to the greatest person that could answer that. And that was Jesus Christ himself. And then tonight, even though the gift is desired, you can desire eternal life. You can even ask about eternal life. Can I simply say as we end, the gift must be received. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Acts 16:31, and they that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, or believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Well, we have facts about the gift. There are people that even though their Christmas will be spent with busyness and spent on commercialism and spent on things and gifts and the pageants that go along with Christmas, they still have an understanding, many do, of that there is a reason for Christmas. But just have an understanding that there's a reason. Just have an understanding that there is a Christ that was born in a stable and was laid in a manger in Bethlehem. It's not enough to know the story. We must accept the gift. My question to you tonight, have you accepted the gift of salvation? Let's pray.